I don't know what the terminology is. Clapboards?
Do you know that term?
I've heard it, but I don't associate it with the house.
Would you call it siding or something like that?
No, I'll call it a wooden house.
Okay, fine. Then...
Now you know how uneducated I am.
Every now and then we'll throw in a verb for good measure. You get in your car every day and you do what?
Drive.
And yesterday you?
Drove.
And you have?
Driven.
Okay. And then the part that covers the house?
Roof.
Yes. And what are the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Gutter.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a house, a roof, and an L coming together, what would you call this place where they come together, if you call it anything? Many people don't have a name for it. Do you know what I'm describing? Leaves get stuck up there.
Yeah, but I can't. The words
aren't
coming to me.
You don't have a name for it. Okay. If you heard it called a valley, would that be your word? I don't have a name for that.
I don't think I would.
Okay.
No, I was...
Well, no, a lot of these words people just don't have names for. Okay, you talked about the, what did you call the building where you stored things, tools and things?
Workshop.
Workshop. Is that a separate building?
No, it's added on to the garage.
Okay. What would you call a separate little building for storing things?
Shed.
Okay. And although you have always had indoor plumbing here, what would you call outdoor plumbing?
Outhouse.
Okay. Any joking names for it?
No. Huh? Oh, the privy? Yes.
All right. How about a bathroom where there was no tub, just a toilet and sink?
It can be referred to as a half bath.
All right. What would you call a bathroom in a school?
A restroom.
Okay. Any joking word for it?
No.
Remember back to your school days? No.
Nothing I'd say on tape, no.
No, you can say anything on tape. You wouldn't believe what the things people say on these. Okay, we've got another verb coming up. If there was a noise, you might ask somebody, did you
hear?
And I have
heard.
And yesterday I
heard.
Mm-hmm. Then if I ask you if you knew a person and you didn't know the person but you were familiar with his name, you might say, I don't know him, but I've
heard of him.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Let's see. A friend came back into town and another friend had been visiting with him. You might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might reply, no, I
haven't.
And has your brother seen him yet? No, he
hasn't.
Okay. Let's see. You don't smoke cigars, but he
does.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay. If you gave a person his choice, he will tell you he just, if it makes no difference to him, he would say it just doesn't
matter.
I just blew that one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He just blank which one you give him.
Doesn't mind.
Okay, that's fine. And if you were not certain about something, you might say, I'm not...
Well, I would say I'm not certain, but...
what's another word similar to certain that might be used?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the phrase?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, we've been talking about houses. What would you call, you may not have names for these, I wouldn't have known what these were. A house that's just three rooms straight in a row, that's the whole house.
A duplex?
I know what they are.
It's a gunshot, isn't that what they call it? That's what they used to do, they go up the front door, the back door, you can shoot straight through.
Yeah, that's what it is. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Okay. Then, have you ever heard of a house that has just one room on each side and a hall in the middle that's open and then there's a roof over it?
Mm-mm.
Ever hear of a dog trot house?
No.
Did you ever hear of that?
No, before? I haven't heard of
okay,
that.
Well, that's the name of it.
I've led a sheltered life.
Have you ever heard of a house that was a long entrance hall and then just one room at a 90-degree angle? Sometimes flying L, hall, and parlor.